Yep, Neville here. It's a late evening Tuesday, about 10:30. And I was just experimenting a bit, sitting in my office late, with more of these audio tools. I've been looking at Ipadio, which is a phone-in service. I would think it's similar to Phonebu, which I've experimented with, also with Sync from Blog Talk Radio, in the concept, i.e. a normal phone, mobile or landline, to a phone number. In the case of Phonebu and Ipadio, you've got a London number. Ipadio also has an 0845 number. Sync is US, so it's a US number, which means international call. Concepts the same broadly, in that they say you phone and record. You've got a PIN, and when you finish recording, you press the hash key that then takes it, as it were, and does stuff at the back end to publish it. They're all slightly different to their implementation. In that, from recollection, Sync publishes and then delivers via RSS. I don't recall there being a place on the web you could go to. With Phonebu, it's very basic at the moment. It's almost kind of pre-alpha, so very experimental. Ipadio is the most polished of them all, and indeed, the phoning in of something from just a quick look at the website is purely one aspect of it. This is a huge service development that lets you do things like broadcast some events, is how they're pitching it. Let's put it that way. Not explored any of that yet, but I will do that. But I'm recording this on Audioboo, and one of the reasons I'm doing that rather than phoning it in is the audio quality is far superior. Okay, it's different. I'm recording something with an application that saves it to the iPhone as a MP3 file with pretty good fidelity, and then uploads the file. Whereas with the other services, including Phonebu, you're phoning over a phone, either a phone line or a cellular network, and the recording takes place at the remote end. And again, I ain't got the technical skill here, but it's clear there's a wholly different procedure, and the tech is different, and the resulting audio quality is different. So you can't really compare. It's not fair to compare. It's chalk and cheese comparison. They're different applications, if you will. But I've got an iPhone and I can do this. And this to me is no big deal to record and then press a button which tells it to publish. I like the way you can actually enter data and give it a title and tag it and all that stuff before you upload. With regard to my experience with Ipadio so far, I've recorded, then I've gone to the website to edit the title and the description, which I can't do beforehand. I find that pretty cumbersome. I don't like the default title it gives. So I've done two. The second was just called Neville Hobson 2. Don't like that. I wanted to give it something a little bit more meaningful. So maybe if there was a default I could do with that, I'd appreciate that. Anyway, this is just some thoughts. I'm playing around with this still. I think it's terrific that this is taking off like this. Audioboo in particular seems to be, I kind of get the feeling a bit like Twitter was a year or so back, that suddenly loads of people are discovering it. Because what I see in my Twitter, in TweetDeck, in fact, in the is all the little Audioboo avatars popping up all the time as people are discovering Audioboo. And I bet you we're going to see the same with Ipadio. Three people I know have tried it. I'm getting comments from people saying, "Hey, I'm seeing you're doing this. I'm going to give it a shot." So you're definitely going to see more of this, which is terrific. So the more people can experiment, the more they'll be closer to the business model. Currently, it's all free. I can't imagine that staying like that, or if it does, the service, what you get is going to be fine-tuned. But interesting developments from all angles, I reckon. Great to see these things too. So I'm going to keep experimenting.